In John 8:12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Welcome to our Maundy Thursday worship as we worship this evening in the sure and certain knowledge that Jesus Christ is indeed the light of the world, the one who offered himself on the cross that we might be forgiven. Praise be to God. Hopefully everyone came in through by the table and picked up communion elements. For those that are live streaming, we invite you to gather your own elements at home for later in the service. We enter into our evening worship with the reading of Psalm 116, verses 1 through 4, and then verses 12 through 19. So Psalm 116, verse 1. "I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me." And then from verse 12. "How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord." Let us bow in prayer. We love you, Lord. We thank you for saving us from our sin through Jesus Christ, our Lord. As your servants, we enter into this special time of worship as we remember and reflect upon the final hours of Jesus' earthly life. We come before you this night, Lord, to offer our praise and our thanksgiving for your love and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us continue to prepare our hearts and our minds for this time of worship as we listen to our evening prelude. Thank you.
I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing our opening hymn this evening, According to Thy Gracious Word.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, God has called us to be children of the light, not of the darkness. So let us approach the throne of grace that we may receive his mercy. With a ready mind and an open heart, let us confess our sins. For as Lamentations 3:22 offers, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. So I invite you to take a few moments to mentally picture the cross of Calvary, that cross on which Jesus was crucified, that we might know forgiveness of sin. And as we picture the cross of Calvary in our minds, may the light of Christ reveal to each of us the sin that we need to confess, and let us lay our sins at the foot of the cross. Having confessed our sin, Let us offer a prayer for forgiveness. Gracious God, loving Lord, our sins are too heavy to carry. They're too real to hide. And many are too deep to undo. Forgive what our lips tremble to name, what our hearts can no longer bear, and what has become for us a consuming fire of judgment. Lord God, set us free from a past that we cannot change. Open to us a future in which we can be changed by your grace. Grant us mercy to grow more and more into your likeness and image through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. Hear these words of assurance from 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Amen. A reading from Scripture tonight comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 17, when Jesus showed the humble service that he was about through the washing of his disciples' feet. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Then Lord Simon Peter replied, "Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not every one was clean." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." This is the word of the Lord. Amen.